That's 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. All right, I'm ready. For me, it's always been a sense of pride being from North Carolina. It's become an undervalued state, in my opinion. I never believed you had to leave just to make it. On this show, it's about highlighting people on the journey to make it from a place I call home. When I prosper, we all prosper. And this is kind of like a soft intro before the podcast starts with the interview. We say dope a lot, and I had this idea. If you count how many times we said dope, and you go to the Salvation Army that is in Gastonia, it's the one over there near the shrimp boat. If you go there and donate $7.04 and you tell them the correct amount of times we say dope in this podcast, I will donate some gifts for you. You go there, tell them how many times we said dope, and you donate $7.04, you'll have a free gift waiting on you. First come, first serve. And those are the dopes that I've been saying don't count. It starts now. All right, man. What's up?
What's going on?
I'm Saint. This is Jay Leo. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name's Justin. I go by Jay Leo. You know, I'm just a MC trying to make some music.
And I believe in the word MC because you're a real MC. But we have history because we went to the same high school together. And what do you remember about that time?
So what I remember about high school is you, me, and like Philip sometimes, man, we used to be having a good time talking nonsense. Me talking about music, talking about how I'm going to be a star and all this stuff, singing, just all stuff like that.
For real, man, because I like to laugh and I like to have a good time, and you do as well. So we definitely, we hit it off like that immediately. And I share your songs with people that we went to high school with, and they'd be like, man, is that Justin? That's the Justin we went to high school with. That's him rapping like that. And I mean, I got the screenshots to show you. So when was the first time you played a song for somebody and you got that reaction?
So I remember when I played a song, I was like 16, 17. And this person heard it and they were like, have you done any shows? Like, you should do music. Like, you should actually do this professionally. And at that moment, I was like, I never thought of that before. I was just doing it for fun. And they told me to really like start trying. And that was when I really started like making a move towards really doing music.
I think, too, when I look back on it, why I didn't start when I was younger, I just didn't believe that you could do that type of stuff and make money realistically. I didn't have the vision. I'll just call it, you know, a spade a spade. I didn't have the vision to see that if you work at it and you just keep getting better at your craft, it'll take you to where you want to go. But I have two songs from you, and you know it fluctuates between Tempest and Strange Fruit. Now, Tempest is on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, so you can go and listen to that. Strange Fruit is on YouTube, so you can listen to that there. But I want to get into Tempest. When you were making this song, tell me like how you thought of the pockets and the flows and stuff.
So when I was making that song, I really wanted it to be like the sound, like to match the beat, because the beat's very intense. So I wanted every line to be filled with some type of substance.
And I like, you know, some of my favorite bars that stand out, obviously, is My Heart is Leaking Tears, because the PhD logo actually has a heart that is leaking tears. My heart is leaking tears, these enemies. And it's kind of crazy how that connects, but I always respected that part of the song. And the Rocket to the Moon. On the rocket to the moon, where I gotta be. Anything less than gold is still a robbery. And you start the song by saying, losing my feelings, losing a part of me. The animosity, losing my feelings, losing a part of me. How did you, what put you in that headspace?
Well, put me in that headspace during that time. It was a real like transition period in my life where I was trying to figure out where I was headed, who I wanted to be, who I was. And I felt like I was losing some of myself, but in reality, I was actually gaining something. And that's what makes that song great to me.
And also, I love the deepness of it. Like when I listen to songs, I actually want to be able to relate to what I'm hearing. So when you say death is just a tease, life is what I'm really facing. I really respected that because like death is easy. Life is really hard though. You're going to have your ups and downs and your hurdles. So I always respected that part of the song.
Yeah. Like that's how life is, you know? Death is easy, but living is hard for everyone. No matter how much money you got, your creed, your race, life is hard.
I respect that. And next is Strange Fruit. Now, I'm not really going to get into this, like the punchlines for this song. And it's a song that you need to hear in its entirety because of the flows you have on there. And it flows really well. And how you switch topics with multiple bars and stuff. So can you kind of break down that song right there?
So Strange Fruit, that was one where I was really trying to be more lyrical, like in a different sense, like kind of punchline lyrical. And I wanted that one to have meaning, like the historical meaning of Strange Fruit. So I wanted that to have a different meaning as opposed to a Tempest track.
And my favorite part, obviously, is when you end the song and it means so much. And I think when you end songs, you should try to end it with a message. And you say, even sinners pray too. I think that's a perfect ending because that is the truth.
Yeah, like whether you a good person, a bad person, whatever you do, you have to believe in something, you know? And like everybody has whatever idols or whatever they believe in, and they chase towards that.
Yeah.
Running away, hoping I make a change. Steady my heart and feelings pull away. Losing myself, will I be okay? Walking the line, dividing love and hate. Whoa, will I make it out? Heartstrings pulling out. Guns sing harmonies, chalk the lines for the crowd. Giving up the run around. Another dead body, lives at stake. It awake, look at everybody walking through. Knowing I'll make it, I'm really bulletproof. Shots for everybody in your crew, yeah, I'm 100 proof. Lucid dreaming on the loose, losing my love for truth. Beating my chest, no rest for kings, we on the move. Symbol for the weak, but elites, one of only two. Never getting sleep, seeking peace, but the war consumes. Playing in the streets every week, had to learn to choose. Die for beliefs that I seek, or break all the rules. Chasing the evils, waiting, trying to face me, I never lose. Always could be the greatest, niggas hating, I gotta prove. Separating my demons, pacing, the chains are breaking loose. Steady waiting, Leviathan swimming through the inner you. Holding on to hope, Holy Ghost, I overuse. Never let you go, the old me is dying soon. Fighting on the ropes, my heart's broken, spirit loose. Facing my peers, we're at the end of youth. Flow batter foes, they tippy toe when I'm in the room. Showing I'm a pro, evolve, see Darwinism rules. Lose with the crew, it's sudden death, don't make a move. Pocket full of halos if you ever wanna play the crew. Looping through, tying a noose, it can't be true. Man of steel, couldn't break loose, swinging these bodies straight through. Taste of the haters, raised and grown from bare roots. Prey on the predators, even sinners pray too.
Let's start a fire. We can watch the whole world burn. I'll bring the matches, 'cause nothing else matters. Let's start a fire. We can watch the whole world burn. I'll bring the matches, 'cause nothing else matters. Let's start a fire. We can watch the whole world burn. I'll bring the matches, 'cause nothing else matters.
Man, I'm Saint, and I'm here with Tajani today.
What's up, man?
And so this is just going to be a quick rundown before we get into it and how I discovered your music. I was Googling North Carolina artists. I wanted to find artists that I could support, and your name came up. I checked out your music, led me towards Gimp and on Prozac, and that's how I discovered your music.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty sick that Google knows me on a middle name basis. So
yeah, that's pretty dope, man, yeah. I think so. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself and how you got into music, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm Tajani from sort of from everywhere. I tell this story all the time. I'm not really from anywhere. I was born in Fresno, California, but I moved like every 3.5 years of my life, basically. So born in Fresno, lived like right outside of Chicago in a suburb called Wheaton, and then lived in like West Atlanta out in the country, and then Richmond, and then also Charlotte, North Carolina, and then couple different spots. I moved so much as a kid, but when I first moved to North Carolina, that was like when I really started picking up guitar. My friend had Guitar Hero 3 and we would just play it all the time. And like, I was like, you know what? I got a guitar. Like, I bet I could learn this. So I started learning stuff by ear. And then I bought myself an acoustic guitar and I was moving around so much. I didn't have like a ton of close friends. And so I was literally just playing guitar like 6-7 hours a day and like learned to shred in like a year and a half or so. Then kind of plateaued. And then once I had more free time, I went back to public school in eighth grade. I was only homeschooled for like 2 years. And then I went back, started running track and doing other things. And so I didn't have any time really. I just learned like Ed Sheeran songs to impress my crushes. But no, I was like doing like musical theater stuff in high school and that was like my focus. And then once I got to college, I had more free time and my dad helped me out. Helped me get like a Ableton and a laptop. It was around my birthday. And yeah, so since then I was just like making beats and I became obsessed with like EDM stuff. People like Mr. Carmack, Sam Gilletree, Selection. Just that whole world was like so new to me. I knew nothing about it. So I started making beats and then I was like, you know, I got a guitar. Like I could bet I could put guitars on this stuff. And that led to, you know, making more songs and focusing like on arrangement. And yeah, and eventually it all just stacked up on top of each other where I was, you know, putting full songs together. And yeah.
And I think that's pretty dope. Now, who would you say was your biggest music influence growing up?
Growing up? Ooh. Honestly, my first, like, I would say like where I attached my identity to was probably Switchfoot.
Okay.
They're this band. I think they're from like Southern California, just a bunch of surfer dudes, the frontman and their brother. Yeah, it's just like alternative guitar music, just Christian, good Christian church music that you can play, you know, at youth group or whatever. But yeah, Switchfoot was sick. There's other bands like As Cities Burn, O Sleeper, heavier bands like Attack Attack and Of Mice and Men. Yeah, a lot of those bands, like heavier bands. I was listening to a lot of metalcore and post-punk, whatever they want to call it nowadays.
But, I got a brother. You would get along great with him. He really loves... Yeah, I'm more Green Day, Paramore.
Yeah,
like, I dip my toes in it, but not really that deep.
It's crazy because like, so growing up Christian, like I wasn't really allowed to like explore like a whole bunch of other stuff, you know? So it's almost like I'll hear Green Day and I'm like, or like I'll hear Fall Out Boy or I'll hear Modern Baseball or something. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's just this band, but they just say they're Christian. Like it's like a parallel universe. It's crazy. Yeah. So part of me feels like I missed out on a lot, but yeah, it's crazy.
My parents were kind of like that growing up. I grew up in the church and I mean, because there's different brands of church music, you know, where you have your rock music, then you have your rap. And so I kind of understand the church angle of listening to the church bands first, because Kirk Franklin was like one of the first artists that I really got into because my parents would play the songs over and over. And it just didn't sound like church music because it was so hip. So that's really one thing that stands out to me.
And then also off of Guitar Hero, I heard Banquet and Helicopter by Block Party. Dude, that like changed. Bro, that song like Helicopter changed my life, dude. Like, so I think YouTube came out in 2007 or 2008.
Yeah.
And at that time, people would make their own music videos to songs, right? And so I remember YouTubing this song. I'm like, what's the music video? And like, I just saw this grainy black and white video of this black dude playing guitar. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, what is this? And like, it just didn't register to me that a black dude was playing like indie rock music. And like, after that finally solidified, I was like, wait,
we can do that.
Wait, what? I was like, I'd never had an example of that ever. You know, my parents weren't like playing a bunch of like traditionally like black music or whatever. I mean, they played like black gospel music, but I was honestly just not a fan of gospel. I love the rhythms and stuff like that, but it was,
that's what really gets you is the rhythms for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
that really did influence me.
Yeah. I like to have it a little up tempo if I want to listen to it.
Yeah. But, seeing Kelly just rip on guitar like that, I was like, yo, this is crazy. So, that's actually a huge moment for me. I still think that's really important to like show that. Like, I try to show myself playing guitar as much as possible, because when I was a kid, I didn't have that, you know?
And the representation that you're talking about is definitely needed, because anybody can play guitar. I don't care if you're green or purple, you know? But I definitely understand, because I grew up kind of in the era where, you know, I had the skinny jeans and the Chucks on. So, you know, I was kind of looked at away.
Yeah.
So to see that you also kind of had like that same kind of upbringing where you were also listening to different genres of music. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I was really lucky to have people like Kelly and Block Party, and then dudes like Donald Glover. I'm trying to think who else.
He's got a song that it never released with Odell, and it's probably my favorite song.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. But yeah, like right now, some of those dudes are like Barty Strange and Gene Dawson, Brittany Howard. Like, yeah, just black people just ripping on guitar. It just makes me happy.
And so it's so funny you say that, because I knew that there were black people in other genres of music, but I didn't know until I was like around 18. I heard the name Jimi Hendrix, because how could you not? But I had someone that I work with, and he was an older guy, and he's like, man, how you don't know about Jimi Hendrix? How you don't know about that? And I'm like, my parents didn't really listen to rock.
Yeah.
I kind of had to figure this stuff out on my own.
Yeah, I was busy listening to Hillsong United.
Man, that was really dope. And the guitar is usually what grabs me in a song. Like, if it's really good, I'm down for it. Mm-hmm. And it's just my favorite instrument. I just can't play it.
Gotcha.
All right, so I'm going to get into some of the songs that I like. And I have to start with the song, I guess. Man, when I first heard this song, I probably replayed it, I don't know, like 5 times. Because for me, music is almost like therapy. So when I'm listening to things, I'm looking for things to kind of go along with my mood and to actually have a meaning. So the first time I heard this song, The Album Is Coming.
Safe to say, I've given up on you. I fell in love with the sound, face down on the floor. Can't say that I'm proud anymore. It's safe to say I'm not good enough. I pray to God and I call this bluff. Doesn't matter, it's beginner's luck. Truth doesn't matter as I've given up on you.
Travel around the world like kids do with these field trips. But anytime one gets out of line, you hit the kill switch. Snakes can change clothes and smile, but no, they still hiss. Or write about how I can't be caught up in little shit. Rather flip the script. Man in black on my Will Smith. My mind be in the clouds on some cumulonimbus. Create a distance just to show them I make a difference. Gotta take a chance. Feel like right now I gotta risk it. Never heard different from anyone that got the biscuit. I'm in the kitchen cooking flat just with this Bisquick. Thinking about the studio got me hitting the Bisquick.
Smoke.
You can get to smoke,
we
yeah,
can
you
talk can smoke. What we want.
Whatever you want,
gravity
you
is
want.
Lost control.
No, everybody
thinking about this moonlight smoke.
You can get the smoke, you can get the
end up. Did I mention that I'm so Carolina? You see me in Levi's before you see the designer. That don't mean my feet don't be.
So one of the things I've been really interested in the last, I'd say, 3-4 weeks is interpreting my dreams. There was not too long ago, I had a really vivid dream, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's just something that's always been fascinating to me. And now I'm actually starting to dive in and interpret what they mean. Dreaming in general, like from when I was a kid, you know, hearing stories about, you know, oracles and, you know, prophets or historical references from dreams, how, you know, they might shape everyday events, or simply if it just sets the tone for a night's worth of sleep. I've been fascinated And I'm thankful for the fact that I haven't had traumatizing experiences or recurring nightmares. Sometimes when I speak with friends and I start talking to them about my dreams and you know, what's been going on, I'm surprised to learn that they're just not as enthusiastic about dreams. Maybe because, you know, they don't dream very often or something or some things in their life has made it just hard for them to dream in general. Or if they do, for them to dream comfortably.
This was huge for the area of Gastonia. Kaylin Brown, who's 19, I think she resides in Renlo, and she won 2 medals in the Paris Olympics, and one of them was in the women's 4x4 100 meter relay, she won a gold, and then in the 4x4 100 mixed relay, she won a silver. So congratulations to her. They had an event for 8/21, which was Wednesday. And it was great to see the kids come out and support her. And a lot of kids were saying like how now they see her as an example of what they could possibly achieve. And that's what you really do it for, is to inspire the next generation. So again, hats off to her and congratulations.
What's up, DJ here, owner of Royal Intentions, where if it has a window, we can tint it royally.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Joker the Alchemist. And today, I'm in the car on my way to work, and I just want to talk about Charlotte for a little bit. And me talking about Charlotte, I want to get into the Charlotte Hornets. Because if you look at the team on stat sheet, it's a playoff team. But when you watch them play, they are just all over the place. It's like they don't have no discipline.
Y'all really got to stop playing and bring back this thing. Charlotte, we need them. WNBA, we need them. Let's do it. Bring back this thing.
What inspired me to start my company was just to do something different, just to be innovative, give a fresh look into the athletic apparel business. And when people see my company, I want them just to see that we're doing things differently. We are providing a more affordable athletic apparel, something that's comfortable, something that they can be proud to wear at the end of the day. And that's what it's all about, just doing something different, doing something that you're passionate about at the end of the day and watching it grow. And that's what we're here to do at Primate Resources.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I love how we shook hands. We're not on camera.
Advice, yeah. Fooled me twice and you said that you're sorry, yeah. Not my fault, I'm the life of the party, yeah.
This is a Pretty Huge Dreams production.
Da, da, da. Da, da.
All I am for.